Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Chaf Hei of Maseches Yuma. The topics we learn about include: the Gemara continues its discussion about the pious, the lots that were cast in the Beis Hamikdash, describing the actual procedure of the pious. The next Mishnah describes the second pious of the day, which was to determine who had the privilege of bringing the various parts of the Karban Tamid. The Gemara continues discussing the Karban Tamid and brings several opinions as to the order that the various parts of the Karban Tamid were brought upon the Mizbeach. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Lishkas Hagazas, literally, the chamber of hewn stone, was the place in the Beis HaMikdash where the 71 judges of the Sanhedrin HaGadol sat in judgment. Some of Farshim explained the words Lishkas Hagazas as the chamber of pruning, as the Sanhedrin would weed out Kahanim of questionable lineage. Chaviti Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol brings a daily carbon mincha, which is made up of 1/10 of an ephah of wheat flour. The dough is formed into 12 rolls that are boiled, baked, and then fried in olive oil in a flat pan. 6 of these rolls are burned on the Mizbeach in the morning, and the other 6 towards evening. Although the Kohen Gadol must purchase the ingredients of the Minchas Chavitin with his own personal funds, they may be offered up on the Mizbeach by any Kohen. Kabbalah Sadam. The offering of a korban consists of 4 primary avodas. They are Shechita, slaughtering; Kabbalah Sadam, collecting of the blood of the korban in a vessel; Hailocha, carrying the blood to the Mizbeach; Zrika, sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. Our mission lists only Shechita and Zrika. As our Gemara will explain, the Hailocha and the Kabbalah Sadam are performed by the same Kohen who performed the Zrika Sadam.